What we're going to talk about is trouble in the C-suite. Now, when I first got out of law school, I was mixed about my career choice. And the very, very short version of this is I originally went to law school to represent criminal defendants. I then did the criminal defense clinic, had a criminal client, realized I was not cut out for criminal defense work, and switched over onto the civil side. I got a job at a firm. Firms tend to represent companies, and so I found myself suddenly representing companies. I ended up in employment law because, candidly, the stories were more entertaining than the other sections, and I mean that honestly. We all kind of joke about it, but the first memo I wrote actually relates to the topic, was about an executive who had been caught having an affair with someone at the office who was now claiming it was unwelcomed. He was terminated. It turned out, this was my favorite detail of the memo, it turned out he had a company car, which they took away. This is before Uber and Lyft. And so what he ends up doing is calling his wife for a ride home from the job where he's just been fired for having an affair. And I remember wondering in my head how that car ride went, like just what the car ride home was and at what point he came up with whatever story he was going to stick with. Fast forward several years, what I came to learn is that my clients, corporate clients, are phenomenally rational. One of the things we're going to talk about in the panel discussion that follows this is the emergence of what I'll call corporate values, is companies are increasingly taking value-based positions, whether it's on things like immigration or even going so far as to taking a stand with respect to the current administration. That is a relatively, at least in my experience, new phenomenon. Most of my clients are principally interested in one thing. Any guesses? It's okay to say out loud. Anybody know what most companies are interested in?